This is an untitled Captain America fanfic containing the pairing of Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes, written by Silver Foxflower and read by CC Rambles. Sometimes Steve wakes up to Bucky, that slick red mouth and warm familiar eyes. Bucky's always sleepily horny in the morning, bitching about Steve's chipper internal clock, 6 a.m. every morning, while simultaneously thrusting his ass into Steve's morning wood. Bucky wants to be fucked as a wake-up call, a duty Steve's only too happy to perform, smearing kisses along the curve of Bucky's freckled shoulders, not shying away from the puckered skin at the edge of his metal arm. As far as Steve is concerned, it's a part of Bucky now, so it's as beloved as the rest of him. A little too slow for Bucky's liking. He starts rubbing his face against the pillow, whining low in his throat. "Come on, Steve, gonna make me wait another 70 years? Steve laughs, lubing two fingers and sliding them into where Bucky's still wet and soft for him, where he had slowly broken him open last night, letting his moans linger in the warm summer evening. There's something to be said for an apartment with proper soundproofing walls. Bucky makes the sweetest noises when he's being fingered, all open-mouthed panting and obscenities. His fingers claw at the bedsheets, his hips hitching in small clumsy movements like he feels so good he just can't help it. "Steve, yeah, there, just harder that fuck." When Steve finally slides his cock into him, Bucky sighs deeply, the sound vibrating in his chest. He gets almost sleepy with it, wriggling backwards until his toes curl against Steve's calves. "Shh." Steve soothes him, hunching over Bucky's body as he begins thrusting languidly, biting at the back of Bucky's ears that are blush red and hot to the touch. Bucky starts sobbing when he comes, grinding his face into the pillow. Sometimes he flings an arm back to grab at Steve's hips, to drag him closer, spearing that hurt deeper inside his heat. Steve just drags the covers over them both, cuddling Bucky closer as they both calm down. Then again, sometimes Steve wakes up to the soldier. Middle of the night, usually, with something cold at his throat. Once it was a kitchen knife. Once a Glock that Bucky had stashed away somewhere. Usually it was just the soldier's metal hand, painfully compressing Steve's windpipe. "Who are you?" the soldier asks, voice painfully gritty. "Why am I here?" Steve goes limp, non-threatening in the jaws of a wild animal. "Your name is Lieutenant James Barnes, Bucky Barnes. Who the hell is Bucky?" The soldier shakes him, knocking his head against the headboard with a crack. "I asked you who you were." His grip falters when Steve winces in pain. "I know you," the soldier says, eyes red-rimmed and cold in the moonlight. "I don't know why." Steve's heart seizes and he forgets himself, raises a hand to the soldier's cheek. Immediately the soldier rips it away, twisting it painfully above Steve's head. "Don't," he warns, but Steve doesn't listen, levering himself up as far as he can to press his mouth against the soldier's. He feels the soldier stiffen above him, the metal hand around his wrist tightening, then, "So we were lovers," the soldier says definitive, and fists his hand in Steve's hair, dragging him up for a deeper kiss, all teeth and desperation. The soldier likes him pinned, either face to face or ass in the air, and Steve usually finds at least one of his arms immobilized by the soldier's grip, his body crushed under the soldier's hard, savage bulk. And Steve gets so hard his head swims. He gets prepped roughly and carelessly, and only because he managed to lunge for the nightstand and grab the lube before the soldier yanked him back into position. As he fucks Steve, the soldier sinks his teeth into the curve of Steve's shoulder, the tendon at the side of his neck, marking him with vicious love bites that begin knitting together as soon as he pulls away. "Next time I'll remember you," the soldier murmurs in his ear, and Steve's gone, shoots off like a rocket as his body spasms violently. Steve's limp and useless in the aftermath, lets the soldier arrange his limbs, tuck him in next to his chest, spooning him rather aggressively. The soldier's non-metal hand would run up and down Steve's chest, from neck to groin. It's a compulsive motion. Steve falls asleep to the threat of the soldier's fingers at his pulse. The marks fade by morning. Steve still doesn't know whether Bucky suspects a thing. The end.